Today, in Christmas week, we continue our theme, how Christ is the light of the world and how the world in a special way in great need of this light. Today is the feast day of Saint Sabinus. He was one of the martyrs who perished in the persecutions of Diocletian, and he is an example for us of denouncing false and wicked world, but also how great acts of charity and acts of Christian miracles can convert and in fact melt even the most hardened of heart. Saint Sabinus was a bishop, and when the Diocletian persecutions truly started, the local governor, whose name was Venustianus, he arrested Sabinus and his priests, and in a special cruel manner to a clergyman, and this evil governor Venustianus had the bishop's hands cut off. Of course, bishops and priests' hands are the main tools of his ministry as a person representing Christ by saying holy sacrifice of the Mass, so that the governor would cut the hands of a bishop was, of course, a special act of cruelty. Besides this horrible deed, the governor also tortured two of Bishop Sabinus's deacons to death. And his own fate, the bishop's, seemed sealed, that his turn would be next. But then something happened which made this evil governor to see whom he should serve and what world he should renounce. There was a court boy in the palace of the governor, and this boy was blind. And with his maimed arms, Bishop Sabinus gave this boy his sight. And this miracle was so tremendous that it did what so often happens when the charity of Christ overcomes. It happened that the governor's heart was melted. His stone-cold heart was turned into a human heart of flesh. He saw, the governor did, what evil things he was committing, and by giving sight to a blind boy, this bishop, whose arms were so maimed, he also won the soul of the governor to God. So Venustianus himself converted to Catholic faith. And then, because the officials, of course, couldn't stand a governor being a Christian, the governor himself was beheaded for the faith. So in a very short amount of time, the cruel persecutor governor, he himself became a martyr for the Catholic faith. But this didn't save Saint Sabinus, because the new governor, the successor of this just martyred governor, he commanded Sabinus to be beaten to death. There were, of course, many glorious martyrs during the time of the Diocletian persecutions, but it very rarely, if ever, happened that a persecutor became a martyr himself and even went to heaven before the very person to whom he was persecuting. So, dear faithful, during this Christmas week, again, we see that if we put our hope and trust in the world, we will definitely be disappointed. World can never save our soul, only God can, but Christ, who has been given to us as a Redeemer, he has such a great compassion, mercy, and clemency even to the most cruel and to the most wicked. So let us never think that somebody is beyond hope or that he is beyond any salvation. Christ has come and born to the world so that we can put his hope to him. And even the most hideous sinner can always find every miracle of redemption, forgiveness, and salvation in him. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.